Tens of thousands of doctors have walked off the job across England, kicking off a four-day strike for better pay, billed as the most disruptive in the history of the UK's public health service.
I've come down to this picket line to support the junior doctors because they are fighting not only for fair pay for their own members, but also for the future of the NHS.
Strike's supporter Carla Denyer, who's co-leader of the Green Party, says this week's doctors' strikes reflects major problems in the NHS, as well as underfunding. Kat Belfield, a gastroenterology registrar on the picket line, says it's sad doctors must go on strike to fight for better patient care.
So it's a really difficult, heart-wrenching decision to come on strike, but I've been a doctor for nearly a decade and I've just seen the workforce become depleted and demoralised over that time, and now we are not able to provide the care that patients deserve.
Health service bosses say as many as 350,000 scheduled operations and appointments will be cancelled during the walkout. Charles de Ledesma, London.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at COTA.com/service changes. That's COTA.com/service changes.